January is known as a low point for new movies because the studios release most of their best features in December for Oscar consideration. So is this January any different? Here's our weekly digest of what the critics are saying, compiled by the online magazine Slate. Mark Jordan Ligon has this summary judgment.
First up in wide release, we have the gory horror film Hostel. And for anyone who has ever stayed in a real European hostel, the name alone should creep you out. Executive producer Quentin Tarantino presents the latest film from Eli Roth, who scored a hit with his first bloodfest, Cabin Fever. This time around, a group of American backpackers seek cheap thrills in the European countryside and find nothing but terror.
Please, please let me go. Please.
You want to go? Is that what you want?
The critics who didn't shield their eyes pretty much like the violent little flick. Even though The Onion finds it merely unpleasant and more than a little dumb, The Hollywood Reporter praises the director, saying Roth turns to modern-day Asian fright filmmakers as inspiration while demonstrating an intriguing, original voice of his own. While Variety advises, may become something of a classic among Fangoria magazine's readership, acolytes of George Romero, and audiences who thought Saw 2 was for babies. Next up, the busy Heath Ledger goes from a gay cowboy in Brokeback Mountain to the legendary ladies' man Casanova, which moves today from limited to wide release. Directed by Lasse Hallström, the historical sex comedy set in 18th century Venice also stars Lena Olin and Jeremy Irons.
What was the name of this vile seducer?
Giacomo Casanova.
Are you saying, my dear, that you will be willing to give me the testimony that I need to hang him?
Yes. But I would worry about my reputation.
If everything went according to plan, we could return your reputation and your virginity to you.
You could do that?
Oh, yes. We are the Catholic Church. We can do anything.
The critics either were seduced or insulted by the infamous womanizer. While the Chicago Tribune says Hallström gives us a genial interpretation and a supremely good-humored film, and USA Today giggles an entertaining if silly romp, the New York Post growls one-dimensional characters and lame one-liners make it a sitcom with petticoats. And our last film opening in wide release was not made available to the critics, a sure sign a studio anticipates bad reviews. But come on! The movie's Blood Rain, based on a Vampire Hunter video game and directed by Germany's modern-day Ed Wood, Uwe Boll. It stars Michelle Rodriguez and Sir Ben Kingsley. Yes, that's right, you heard me. Gandhi is in Blood Rain. For those of you still intrigued, the plot is about a gorgeous half-human, half-vampire hunting down the evil Kagan, king of the vampires.
So, we meet again. Vladimir, I've always admired your spirit. It's a shame you must die.
You fool, Vladimir!
Oddly enough, even with the royal-sounding title, King of the Vampires is actually an elected office. Kagan only had a year's experience on the City Council of Vampires, but ran a vicious campaign, accusing his opponent of everything from total disregard for sunrise to supporting same-hex marriages. This doomed Vladimir the incumbent. Oh, and to add even more to the curiosity factor, Blood Rain has cameos by Billy Zane and Meatloaf. Wow, now I just have to go.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.